A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 28th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the succession dispute in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the succession dispute in the ruling ZANU-PF party as the battle to succeed President Robert Mugabe. What's up?
Speaking at the Women's League National Assembly meeting at the ZANU-PF headquarters in Harare yesterday, First Lady Grace Mugabe challenged President Robert Mugabe to name his successor in order to end factionalism in the party.
Also speaking at the same gathering, President Robert Mugabe, who is also Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defence Forces, said the military has no right to interfere in politics and should air its views according to the dictates of the country's constitution.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Kulaba sendu kusixuma zulu kandaba. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lo muntu okumele thathe isikhundla sikamongameli Robert Mugabe. Sizwile izolo ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe sithi umongameli Robert Mugabe kumele aveze umuntu ozithatha lezo sikhundla. Abanye bathi hayi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kade sikhulumela nje. Abanye bathi hayi ukhuluma ke into ngani uyayazi ngoba laye kukhanya ngazani bathi uyasifuna leso sikhundla. Siyakwazi ukuthi kuZANU-PF kuyalwiswana khona ngale blessing. Kulama factions amabili enyanga khona kuthiwa ikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Grace Mugabe ebizwa kuthiwa iGeneration 40. Kuzobuya ke enye kuthiwa iTeam Lacoste ekuthiwa ikhokhelwa nguVice President Emerson Mnangagwa. Asazi kuzala ngkombani mfowethu.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa bata murefu, bata mpfupi, bata mukobvu, bata mutete iri mubato reZANU-PF. Chikonzerwa izvo nekuti ndiani achatora tsvimbo yavamugabe kana kuti chigaro chavo kana vachinge vasiya basa. Iko zvino panonzi pane kunetsana kunotyisa pakati pevari kunzi vari ku inonzi Team Lacoste inotungamirwa iyo nemwe mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, kuchiti vamwe vari kuchikwata chiri kunzi icho Generation 40 chinosanganisirawo vaSidney Sekeramai vanonzi ndo vakuda kunzi vapinde panyanga kana vamugabe vasiya chigaro. Kunewo muzvinafundo Jonathan Moyo vari kunzi vari kwekoko G40 vaSevia Kasukuwere, mumwe mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaPelekezela Mpoko naivo amai Grace Mugabe. Amai Mugabe ndo vanenge vakaita kuti paite bwabwa rakanyanya nezuro apo vakati vamugabe vanofanira kunge vachidoma munhu anovatsiva. Zvakaratidza zvakapa kuti vamwe vafunge kuti pada vanga vachifunga kuti vangapinde panyanga vamunangagwa vangapinde ipapo. Uye vamugabewo vakabva vataurawo kuti vakuru vemauto havafaniri kunge vachipindira munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Takamboona kukandirana makobvu nematete pakati pava Jonathan Moyo nemukuru wemauto General Constantino Chiwenga. Asi hapana ari kuziva kuti zvinhu zvinozoguma sei. Gibson vamwe vatataura navo nhasi vati vari kutyira kuti munyika munogona kusagadzikana kana nyaya iyoyi ikasabatwa zvakanaka. Gibbs.
Yes, yakwazi kuti kule ndau zinjalo pa Nigeria indawu zinjalo kujalo kwa lemamilitary coups kona kodwa sile temba lokuti Zimbabwe ngakusazohambe njalo. Ye, so ke okwamanje we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Douglas Mahia. He is a war veterans spokesman. He belongs to the National War Veterans Association. So we've got him. Mr. Mahia, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Mahia, we understand the Liberation War veterans had an explosive meeting in Harare. What was this all about?
It was about our worry in terms of what journey we went through and the initial social contract that caused the people, young people of Zimbabwe of my age, to be able to brave to handle or hold a gun and fire against an enemy. The understanding, the ideology, the structure, these are the things that we are worried about because they were done by the people. In other words, you want to understand what ZANLA is or ZIPRA is. They are a revolutionary force, a people's power to turn around the wheel of political or the political development in Zimbabwe in the benefit of the ordinary member of the society of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But some might say you created a monster and it is rather too late for you now to talk about democracy in ZANU-PF.
They think that we created a monster the moment they think that it was ill for people of Zimbabwe to fought the revolution. One. Two, such people do not understand the process or stages of the revolution. Every revolution has got a stage, like Zimbabwean revolution had the guerrilla warfare stage, and then the consolidated the zones that we had liberated, those were the liberated zones, and the period of political consolidation, which came about as a result of the Lancaster House Constitution. So those are stages of the revolution. It is that stage of the revolution in which we are. And you need to give those stages of the revolution time. So for anybody who is politically literate must understand that you can never blame people for taking part in the first stages of a revolution because this stage of the revolution would have not been reached.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
So looking at what is happening in ZANU-PF, Mr. Mahia, don't you see that these kind of fights will end up turning physical? Is that possible?
Well, normally a person like me who is militarily inclined will want to see things as they happen. But what we can only talk about is what is it that must be done in order to avoid things that we think are at the people's disadvantage. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that we can talk about. And those things are the interpretation of the structure of the revolution, the value that must be given to the revolutionary structure of Zimbabwe, because the people who occupied positions in the revolutionary structure, they understand very well the initial social contract which must be implemented in the stages of the revolution. In any case, those are people who were tested and tried, and we still believe that they will respect the principles upon which our revolution was based.
Now we understand that the so-called G40 faction is pushing for President Robert Mugabe to appoint Defense Minister Sydney Sekeramai as his apparent. Do you have any problems with Mr. Sekeramai? He's a war veteran like yourself.
It is not about an individual. It is not about participation in the liberation struggle. It is about the sacredness of the structure of the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Comrade Sekeramai knows that. When I say the sacredness of the structure of the revolution, it is the structure that was taught to the society of Zimbabwe during the liberation struggle. And at the helm of the structure was Robert Mugabe, and followed by Vamuzina. And as we go down until we get to the to where Sekeramai was. Mm-hmm. And for Sekeramai to think that at some point he may be more acceptable than those who were senior to him. What it means, kwatiri isusu kuti ndo kwatiri kupanduka ikoko.
But who is more senior? Are you talking of about Mr. Mnangagwa here?
Yeah, we are talking about the revolutionary structure without actually pointing at Mnangagwa at all, but the revolutionary structure. But should you ask me a question about the revolutionary structure, explicitly I will give it to you.
You can go ahead, tell us who is who.
Yes. Let me give you an example of what happened in the past up to until when the president became president. It was then that he was the most senior person who was alive after Anawachi people and all the other people. So that is how he occupied the highest position. And in our case, we have at the top, because the president was number one. Ramzindana was number two. The number three person was Mnangagwa, who was the assistant, the special assistant in the president's office. And we go down until we get Kunana Ashoko and all these other people.
So, to make a long story short,
if ever Zimbabwean society would want to understand, they must swallow today, must swallow its pride and accommodate yesterday, which is when the revolution happened, in order to have tomorrow. In Rugari.
Okay, we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. Stay on the line. I think Gibbs, we have our second guest. That is Mr. David Love, ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Love, good evening.
Evening.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Mr. Ndlovu, there is this succession dispute, if we may call it that, in your party, ZANU-PF. What is your take on all that is happening, the factionalism and all? Can it end?
As far as I'm concerned, it's no dispute at all. My feeling is that these things are exaggerated. In that we have these things said by people who don't understand the party constitution. The party constitution is very clear. Says that leaders are elected at the Congress. It is the Congress which comes up with leadership, and not individuals between Congress. And all I can say is that individuals are free to campaign for any other person. And it is only the Congress which has the final say as to who is going to be the leader of the party after the next Congress. Between that, well, people are free to air their minds, and we all listen.
Yeah, maska ngene kodwa Ndlovu, ukhanye ngazali lapha phela sokuhanjwa lapha ngoba sizwile izolo unkosikazi Grace Mgabe sithi umongameli kumele ajo ukuthi umuntu ozangena esikhundleni sakhe ngubani. So khonoko kodwa nxa abantu thina sikulalela siyabe sibona ukuthi lapha kule nkinga la akula exaggeration enjani.
No. But I'm saying, she merely expressed her views. Ukulume isifiso sakhe. Zobe chidi uthena. Nwa, engakhetha umuntu. That's why I say, engakhetha umuntu, sizamkhampeynela. Nga ekuthiwa, engakhetha umuntu kuthe kuphele, khona bengasuka fake ibala lenela. Anduthe engaqamba ibhiza, ngisebenzisa amba sakhe. Hawu, ibhiza lelo lami ngathi, like she must be the campaigner. Because you would deny it. We come out to president, like you're a member of the party, every senior position. Ule Lung, the low to Mombun Wache, Onga Fanera, Navan Wan, Unga Chuti and Achunjara Song Yenalu. I see Kolokovina Kumi campaign, any port to live with Minangwono one. But in your words, influence every corner, of course, being a president. But I'm sure with the party constitution, non going constitution, but Ayla provision is there.
I said, I was a colleague, President.
Tozoga Kamuri, Vama here. Vama here, Muripo Bernard. Vama here?
Hello?
Muripo Bernard, and did you? Okay. Vama here, Van Love, Varuta Royo, Mutemo. Bumbiro remtemo webato rinotiro vanhu vanochinosarudzwa ku Congress imi murutaura ni structure yekuhondo azizokonzera matambudziko here zvinoreva here kuti vamwe vanhu vakaita sesu kana tikada kupinda muzanu PF hatikwanise kukwikwidza nyangwe tichikwanisa kukwikwidza nekuti pane structure iripo yekuti anga ari pamusoro ndivamugabe zvichidzika zvakadaro.
Handiti tinonzwisisa kuti munhu wese anonzwisisa kuti Zimbabwe makarwa hondo yerusununguko ndo zvimubudiro remutemo wenyika nemutemo wepati kuti hondo yechimurenga is the backbone of the ndipo pakatangira kutambudzikwa kwavanhu vemuzimbabwe kuti vange vaine kuzvitonga. Saka ndiri kufunga kuti vanhu vanoremekedza period iyoyo vave rudzi rwunozikanwa serwunozvitonga. Kana vachida kuti vakaramba kurwuremekedza zvinoreva izvo kuti havachisina basa nevakafa muhondo yechimurenga ivavo kana vavaive navo munozvaonawo kuti havavapi havavaremekedzi sezviri kuitika. Asi kana tikatora kuti hondo yechimurenga ine vana vevanhu vakafa, ine vanhu vakatambudzika vakarasikirwa nezvakawanda vari kumaruwa, zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti zvinoda kuremekedzwa izvozvo. Kunyange kana paine mumwe angazoda kuti apinde haangarambidzwi zvake, asi izvozvo zvikatanga zvaiswawo apa nokutenda ruzhinji rwevanhu vemuzimbabwe rwuri kumaruwa vakafirwa nehama, zvinoitawo kuti zvinhu zvinyanye kunaka kudarika kana vanhu vakazoti newewo uri kudawo kupinda mucentral committee wosenzesa mari yako yawakaba kuti unge uchitenga vanhu kana kukambena nekuti unayo nevakasina mari wovakunda. Izvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vekumaruwa vakarasirwa nezvavakashandisa kuti nyika ine isununguke vange vasingafari kana kuti pave nematambudziko munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika ane vanhu vanenge vachigunununa.
Tinotenda. Regai timboende kuvateereri vedu. Tina mukoma Ephraim. Makadii mukoma Ephraim?
Tinofara. Makadii henyu?
Aiwa, tiripo. Mukoma Ephraim, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Halo.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Halo.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, mukoma Ephraim.
Halo.
Taurai.
Halo. Ya vamaiya dambudziko ravaita ndirekuti ivo vari kuda kuedza kutaura zvakanga zviri kumashure uku vasingazivi kuti ndovakazozvichinja vega vakazvitengeserawa Mugabe zvinhu zviri peizvi nekuti katarisa dorore zvinhu zvavari kutaura zvese izvizvi vaakuchitaura nhasi uno vamaiya nekuti vambosendekwa parutivi navamugabe kuti varege kuve vari muzanupiefu. Mazuva ese vakanga vari muzanupiefu ndo vakatengesa zvinhu zvese simba rese iri kuna vamugabe iri rava kunyika nhasi nekuti ukatarisa iye zvinoizvi chinhu chese chavanotaura kuti one cent of power vakatoitawo vamahiya varimo muzanupiefu zvavaa kuona iye zvino vaburitswa panze kuti zvakashata. Saka tirikuona sekuti aiwa nguva yavamugabe haisati yakwana yekuti vamugabe vobva chigaro nekutaura kwavakanga vachiita kuti kusvika madhongani ranyanga hatizvi kuti pane dhongi raane nyanga here rava kuona rinoita kuti vamugabe vachibva chigaro namweya vari kutaura iyoyo yava kutiona ndo yazvingaitaurwa navana vazimbabwe kubva kare iyo vachiita sariki vasingazvizwa vati vasipi yava kuda kukurukura nhasi. Saka zvakanaka izvizvi kuti vanhu vemuzanupiefu vanyime chigaro navamugabe nekuti vakavatengesera simba, simba rese nderavamugabe. Ndosaka muchiona kuti kana vana vamunangagwa vakutaurai vanotoziva kuti simba ravataura navaro vari kutokwereta kuna vamugabe, vakangofarisa bedzi vamugabe vanongotora simba ravo vesa muhomwe. Saka hatina chatichange kubatsirwa nachine kutaura kwavamahiya vakutaurai zvinoizvi vatida kudzokera mumashure takazoita akadai utungamiriri wedu wanga wakati mwana wese wemuzimbabwe ane kodzero yekuita mutungamiriri wenyika kana achinge adikwa navanhu vakanga zvaita vanhu vembc paya vahwina paya ivo mavovhetiwa nezanupiefu ndo vakatoramba nemasimba evanhu vakadzorera kuna vamugabe vaitawa mugabe chete. Saka nhasi hatina hurukuru yatinozwa nezvavo yavanganya kutibatsiranayo nekuti vari kupinda muzvinhu zvataingotaura hazvitibatsiri nevachitoteerera kuti sinoti kudii tivati vabatsira kuenda mberi nekuti vakadzinga mai mujerum pati vachiti vamukira wamugabe vakadzinga vanhu vakawanda vana vorugare gupo navana mutasa vakutamburawako vakadzinga vaiti vamukira wamugabe naye vana vamahiya naana mutsangwa ivava vakutanga kutaura nhasi kuti vamugabe vazogara ngakuiswa umwe munhu ngakudi isi sevana vezimbabwe tiri kuti vamugabe kana zanupiefu ichikutonga ngavatonge kusvika madhongamiri anyanga unless zanupiefu yabva chigaro hatidi umwe mutungamiriri futi wavakatipa ivo vakati hazvichinje ngaaramba aripo vanyatsoona kuti ndomarongero avanga vaita. Saka kutengesa kwavakaita iko kwakuti vamugabe vatengesa vari kuvanyemera vamugabe vasi kutengesa vari kutoita zvavakatenderana nevanhu ivavaavava
vamugabe vari right vatorasika gwarande vava kuda kuporekita vamugabe pazvinhu zvavakavaka pava vakarembera ndosaka munoona kuna mukadzi wake zvinezvi ane simba rekutaura zvaarikutaura kuti vamugabe bedi
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim. Regai tipe vamwe mukana. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim. Tichazoti vamahiya vazopindura. Gibbs, yana aripo parunara.
Yes, lo sizo kuti mbani umekesane. Halo, silobane wesintwini lapho secingweni. Linjani baba?
Siyaphila mfowethu kunjani?
Ngiyaphila ibizo mbani?
Umakhehlane baba.
Eh, makhehlane sithini?
Eh nyaphila fowethu.
Ye akujo nantudaba lapha kuzana PF kulokuxoxozela ukuthize la.
Eh umfowethu ukuxoxozela khonoko ubeke kahle wasekuqaleni ukuthi umfowethu lo munye ukuthi bona labo mahia yebo aba creator i monster engumgazi engasafuni ukusuka esihlalweni. Oso uzokuthi noma esesehlile kuzimela yena ehlile kuholiliswa. Bese bethi bona ngokwenze njalo. Akatomule yena umuntu ozaholilizwe. Angisabona ukuthi abantu abasenamandla. Uzalalelo ndlovu, ondlovu labo sebekhuluma ngeconstitution. Iconstitution yale engasase abantu abakumele ungaba khuluma ngeconstitution yibo labo abathi umgadi katomule umuntu. Okusho lokho ukuthi lokhu yibufazi bokuthi umthetho kuzana usebenzi. Iconstitution ayisebenzi. Amandla la uNdlovu akhuluma ngawo ukuthi abantu emakhaya baphathe empini besithi bayalimpi abasenawo lawo mandla ngoba izani yebancithayo futhi amathuba okuvota abantu abasenalo ilizwi vele lonke seliphuma kuzanu lokho konke okwenziwayo kumele kuphume emntweni kamgabi yena esesehluleka lokuhola ilizwi eselibulele futhi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu makhehlane ungadinelwa kusasa baba.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu.
Eh kodwa wena ungahambi kona makhehlane. Ubonani kulungiswa njani kona?
Lokhu uyabona ukuthi into ukuthi nje akusalungiseki lokho ngoba one voting process is no longer fair ngoba bona labo makarawo abaholi IEC izek yizani. Amasoch akikho amapolice akikho bonke yizani so izani has entrenched itself kuma systems aZimbabwe ukuthi izwi le ordinary person alisazwakali sesizo yikulinda nje silinde sibone ukuthi kuza kwenza nje ngoba manje kanti akukathi ukugetheleza iformality nje nalana ukuthi uthi asenzeni ukhetho uze umhlaba uzasamukela ukuthi nathi sine democracy uthi democracy leyo kayikho zero. Abantu abavoti kathesi abantu basemazweni bacela ukuthi banikeze ithuba lokuvota balobufakazi abavunyelwa ekhaya abasekhaya kwamba abaningi abasoke bavote akuyilandelele kahle mase kuthiwa kuyaregistra abantu ukuthi bavote uzabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bashiywa phandle.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu makhehlane sibongele kakhulu baba.
Okay mfowethu.
Yeah, so that was Mr. Makhehlane is calling from South Africa. He was saying that you know the problem is that Mr. Mahia and the rest of the war veterans actually created, in his own words, a very big creature that they can't handle now. And that creature is the president. And he says it's so dangerous that they created a man who is now doing whatever he wants. That's why maybe the wife is even talking about some of these issues, you know, concerning succession. So he says ZANU-PF is Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF. So for somebody to untangle that kind of situation is so difficult. You cannot even do it because it says Zek and others actually ZANU-PF structures. So at the end of the day, he says the election that is coming is a simple endorsement for the president. So people are just waiting by the sidelines to endorse him, and that's it.
Mr. Maya, are you on the line?
Sure.
You are hearing what people are saying. They seem to be pointing a finger at you, saying that this is your own creation.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that when you are being driven and seated at the back seat, you don't quite understand the rules of the road. And surely, when the driver is supposed to be turning to the left, it is the driver who knows when to indicate. And if he discovers that there is something wrong in the, some people in that the Zimbabwean revolution had stages. Mm-hmm. All these people that are talking have never been in a revolution. Mm-hmm. Zanla and Zipra have been in a revolution, but the principles that we used are not the principles of our own creation. But we have borrowed the principles from other nations that had similar revolutions and used those principles and allowed the period of development to take place. And in the process, this is when these things happened. And pointing a finger at the world that is simply becoming retrogressive and failing to appreciate what was done by the world that is, especially when you look at sacrificing their only life. Mm-hmm. So really, when you see a person sacrificing his own life, he cannot sacrifice his own life in creating what they are saying has been created and deliberately, but that the process is assisted in the creation of what they are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read what people are posting on our Facebook pages. We've got VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So on VOA Studio 7, we've got Zwine, who writes, "The war veterans should shut up because they are the ones who supported Mr. Mugabe while he was destroying Zimbabwe." And he goes on to say, Mr. Mahia should not tell us lies by saying that Rex Nongo was lower than Emmerson Mnangagwa. And then we've got another person who wrote here, let's see, is Sakile. Sakile writes in Ndebele, "Bazabulala nabona omahia bodwa ngegama lama veterans. Yibo ababulala ilizwe. Angithi ke umongameli lo sethele kakhulu ngenxa yawo ama veterans." So what Sakile is saying is, this is what veterans are going to kill each other, mm-hmm. you know, because they are the ones that created all this mess in ZANU-PF. And then we've got another message from Sako Murewa, who says, you know, these war veterans have done what they've done, and they're getting pensions, and that's why they're talking like people who own Zimbabwe. They are not the owners of the country. And we can continue reading those, but mm-hmm. let me go to Mr. David Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu, nakumbuzo lapho ukuthi abantu bathi yini elayenza ukuthi uMongameli Mugabe abe yikho khona ayikho lamhlanje. Akubaphendule khona.
Abantu bathi yithi thina ngobani?
Yelina lingabantu ngazibezani phela. Yini phela ama members?
No. See, now what I'm saying is that now, I want to work it. You see, the problem now is that I'm a party zone. Now, because I'm a PS, and I'm a kid of a kid. And I want to go on the PS, and I expect to be a kid of a kid. But by the way, we don't have to do this. I'm wondering if it would be wrong. What is cool, man? What is structure, says on a PS, prior to units are seeming done. Bwenganigabe ungakodanga lokho.
Mhm.
Ngoba thina sokusibeka sesizakumeceleni sikhangile. Asizila sifiso sokuthi ukukhulunywa ngokuthi eMozambique kwakumenjani. Ngoba lathi sizakhuluma ngokuthi eZambia kwakumenjani.
Mhm.
That is the structure sasilaso kuzipra side. So asikhulume ngasi-structure. Oqathile ukuthi sikhulume ngokuthi abantu beZimbabwe bafuna ukuthi kumenjani lelizwe. But iqiniso ndizokutshela na kids.
Yeah.
Ukuthi yabona sine problem medicine. And the problem ukuthi minority abantu. Yes. Minority abantu ile influence. Majority abantu ikhangele.
Mhm.
And zakhela kuzona PF. You find ukuthi abantu aba controlize on PF. Abantu abasebenzisa izimali zabo, abasebenzisa ama-positions zabo, ukuthi babe kuphawu. And labo bantu baba-driver is on PF. Imajority yabantu ephathini babukele. Lenxa yezinto zingahambi kuhle ephathini, abaziqondisi. Kufanele ukuthi kuba nzima e-certain terms yaphunga ukukhangela ubone ukuthi esiyo ndlela umeni umhlangano uhambe ngawo. But abantu they abakhona kathesi ufana ukuthi ukhathaza ubonise ukuthi ashiye umhlangano lo endlela afana ukuhanje okwenzakalayo ashiye umhlangano. That's why I want to come on with the succession. Monarch, he was a successor, not the President Willis. President Willis ideally merely a kid of Congress. See, he interested by a party. Now, he interested by a bank in Zimbabwe. And as long as see the majority of them, abakhuluma mm-hmm. Politics and aliyani ukuthi sifuna ukuthi ngithabise uzibani ngoba ufanele ukuthi abantu balamanga kakhulu bayenelisa ukuthi find their way at the top amanga ngokukhetha certain conditions ezawenza behlale bekutop indlela engayidescribe ngayindlela esesibusa ngayelizwe we are just watching seven together.
Sibona ngani uyijayile
sibe kodwa
yeah bamba khona baba. So what the former mayor is saying here is it's wrong to talk about ZANU or Zandla structures before the 1997 UN Accord period
1987
sorry. So he says at the end of the day ZAPU and ZIPRA used to have their own structures. So what this was an indirect reference to what Mr. Mahia was saying in terms of the hierarchy, ZANU-PF hierarchy. So he says, just forget about that because there's no structure of that sort these days. Because there's a unity agreement between those two parties. Secondly, he says the problem with ZANU-PF, there is a minority that is actually controlling the party. And this minority uses money to get to the top. So he says when they get to the top, they actually lie a lot. You know, when they lie a lot, they hold those positions. And he says the majority of people in ZANU-PF are just watching passively. They can't do anything. They have no money. So maybe these are issues that we can talk about. And then lastly, he talked about succession and the issue of the presidents in Zimbabwe. He says succession only happens in monarchs. And then when it comes to the ZANU-PF presidency and so forth, it's through the Congress, nothing else. Yeah.
Mr. Mahia, you heard what Mr. Ndlovu said about the structures that you were talking about. What would be your response to that?
Of all that he said, I think I was hearing a bit of Ntebele because I stayed in Matabele for some time. But generally, of all what he said, I will agree with him. But I want him to understand or be educated about what was known as ZIPA. ZIPA is a structure. It is the coming together of the liberation forces during the liberation struggle. And it had a leadership of both ZANLA and ZIPRA, and they are all there. That is why I have sometimes referred to Dumiso Daringwa as my commander. And all others who are still alive, they are our commanders. Under ZIPA, we had one military commanding structure of the Zimbabwean Revolution. That is what I want the last speaker to be informed about. So really, we respect that it is a sacred military structure that brought about independence. And if that would be followed, that will help Zimbabwe be one Zimbabwe of both people in Matabeleland, in Mashonaland, ZANLA, and ZIPRA.
Mr. Ndlovu, does that satisfy you?
Anyway, it's only that I know. You see, I don't want to go into that, though. He's talked about ZIPRA. I'm well informed, I'm well educated. I know about ZAPA, I know about ZIPRA, I know about ZIP. I don't want to go into that, but let's leave it that as it is for the time being.
Baba Ndlovu, nxa inkunzi isibone inye inkunzi ingena esibayeni yenzani?
Ya
Baba Ndlovu, lwana la into ekhona ukuthi uthe ufuna ukukufundisa ukuthi enxa ukwazi lokho, so akusitshele wena ukuthi wena
asoze ngifundise.
No, I'm not teaching.
We know what was happening. See, I was walking the road. Now, I saw the school and we're putting on to work with the structure says ZIPRA, SSC, Southern Independent. We know what was happening between the forces of peace, Zipra, this and, mm-hmm. and today, let's try and build the nation. I
see. So, mm-hmm. But going forward, what does that mean? We are doing the same. Pelo kuchukana lokho kuza lahlo omnye enye indoda phansi kumbe omnye umama akuboni khonoko.
Well, esintini sitonga phela kuyahlola. I'm sure one day kuzaphela kuzalunga kuzalungiseka zengeza abantu ebona ukuthi kuyenzakalana. Now abantu bonke abantu abakhuluma lapha ngiyabona ukuthi everybody you see what I would call manipulative politics. I don't want to go into manipulative politics. Abanye abantu bayenelisa ukumanipulatora kabantu but kula bantu abangamanipulati kiyo ishe khona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Ndlovu, siyabonga ubambe khonapho. Yeah,
regai tiende kuna vamoyo mwemuteereri udu ari parunhare. Makadii vamoyo?
Ndinofimba, makadizei?
Aiwa, tiripo vamoyo, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iri mudare. Ndofunga mainzwa.
Ya, ndiri kuinzwa. Chiripo ndechekuti nyika yacho hapachina nyika uye zvinorwirwa nevava zvokuti vakarwa hondo. Havana kurwa hondo vega, takarwa hondo tese. Nesuwa mombe zedu dzakapera tichiwabikira sadza, vamwe vachirumwa nenyoka vachiwabikira sadza. Saka nhasi vozoti ndo vakarwa hondo. Vairwa vari pai, vairwira mudenga here kana kuti vairwa nepovho? Povho ndo yaisafa ichitourawa nekurohwa nemasoja. Vachinzi ndimo kuviga magandanga, nhasi voti ndo vanoda kuramba vachitonga vega kuita rudziko akadaro.
Mm-hmm.
Kana vairwira povho, ngavangoti munhu wese ngaasunguke kuvhota. Uye nyaya yekuvhota iyi inotorwadza kuti unonzi uya neproof of residence. Indiri mugari wemuzimbabwe chitupa vakandipa, ndo vakandipa zvimalicensi, ndo vakatipa mapasipoti, ndo vakatipa. Nhasi ndonzi uya neproof of residence, kuvaipa chitupa munhu asingagari munyika here? Bozi vazoda proof of residence yechii indakapuwa chitupa chacho munyika imomo? Saka havafani kutaura zvisina basa. Ngavati munhu ngauye avhote nechitupa chake, uye ngandisununguke kuti ndivhotere kwandinenge ndasvikira. Chero ndikasvikira kwaMutare, chero ndikasvika kuBhinga, ngandingovhota. Inyika yangu, ngatitendwe kuvhota, kwete kunzi haugari ikoko, hauzivi vanhu. Ndokosaziva vanhu ndichigara munyika imomo, iyo iri nyika yangu sei? Kusununguka kwatinoda ndiko kusununguka kwokuti ngativhote tese, kwete kuti unonzi hauna proof of residence. Proof of residence kushine munhu achavhura akaunti mukore uno, unovhura akaunti kukambani ipi yacho ichirwe nokuvhurira akaunti. Tsamba inonzi tsamba yekuchipatara, bhiru rekukliniki. Kushine kliniki ichanyorera munhu bhiru here kusisina kana nechipatara chacho? Saka ngavasataure zvisina basa, vanhu ngavavhote vakasununguka vese vavanoda, kwete kuti vanoti akarwa hondo chete. Kurwa hondo, munhu wese akarwa hondo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo.
Ya, nini ndinotenda.
Mm-hmm. Vamahiya, hanzi simba rehove riri mumvura, vanhu ndo vanga vari mumvura. Maivada kuti murarame munguva yehondo iyi, nekudaro vakasunungukawo kuti vatungamiri.
Ndofunga kuda pandataura nechirungu kuda pamwe vanga vasati vaapa redhiyo avo, asi ndataura kuti ruzhinji rwevanhu rwakarasikirwa nezvinhu, kureva kuti zvinhu zvakashandiswa muhondo zvanga zvisiri zvevakanga vachirwa. Saka zvido zvevanhu vakarasikirwa nazvo, zvavakarasikirwa navo, vane mvumo yokutaura zvavanoda pamusoro penyika ino. Ndambotaura ndichidaro, isusu tiri kutaura kuti vakanga vari muhondo vacho ndisu takanga tiri kudzidzisa, ndisu tatiri kuita basa iroro. Pamwe chete naivo tiri chinhu chimwe chete. Ndozvandataura ini.
Ko, pamuri kutika vamwe apa muri kutarisira kuti vamunangagwa ndo anotora muchitaura nyaya hairaki, handipo here paakodzera kutaurinetsa?
Taakumusha manje ka, taakumusha manje. Kana kuchinzi kunoendwa kucongresi, ngakugadzirwe mastructures akanaka, mastructures asiri akaitwa naneG40 nezvakaitwa sei. Kana paina anenge abuda kucongresi ikoko, hapana chazvakashata. Chazvakashata ndezvakaitwa nanakasukuere yokuita mastructures avo kubva padistrict kusvika padenga, voti ngatichiendai kucongresi. Handiti zvinongobuda zviri zvavakatepa izvozvo zvavari kuda kuti zviitike. Tinofanira kuwa nemastructures asina dira akarerekera kubva pasi kuenda mudenga, nekuti taakumusha zvechokwadi. Zviri kuvanhu kuti vakoshese structure revolution, zviri kwavari. Kana vasingadi, hapana chakashata. Havadi havo, havafaniri kumanikidzwa, nokuti vanofanira kuva vachida zvavanoda. Ndo kusunungura kwatiri kutaura ikoko. Kana vasingarespekti vasingazvirespekti izvozvo, zviri kwavari, hazvina problem. Chatinongoda isu ndechekuti zvinhu zviitwe nenzira inopa vanhu veruzhinji rwevanhu mukana wekusarudza vanhu vavanoda pasina kunge zvaitwa manipulated zvazvitorwa nomwe mutauri nekuda kwevanhu vane mari maningi kuti panobuda maresults avanoda kukongresi ikoko kana vanhu vakanga vachida kusava nebasa nezvakaitwa muhondo hapana problem zviri kwavari.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru, ramba henyu muri parunare. Gibbs.
Yei, mbuye kuye baba Ndlovu lokukona cinga niphela. Yei, so baba Ndlovu lapha ke ngokukhuluma ngokuthi nxa sikhangela kuyakhanya ngazani abantu abanjengani liyafana nomuntu nje ogada impisi ukuthi impisi ngaveli lambe kolapha segangeni kuthi kiti iyakuginya sibili. So alizizwa linjalo nje nxa likhangela line livela khona ngale mandibele.
Yeah, it's a revolution. See, I'm a revolution. I'm going to say that you're a stages now.
What are you going to do in peace? How are you going to
do? No, I'm going to peace. Now, see, now, I'm going to say that I'm going to do some bumps. Kangeni ya bantu abazikhuluma ngerevolution abona sisiyo isikhayela iHitler lapho sivela khona lokuthi siya ngathi kulesikhathi lapho abalutshwane abacina bebona i-direction abanye becina bengaboni i-direction webhayizi nokukhulumela abantu bema-talent ufana nthika bese kulabanye abashisa ukuthi ababonayo ukuthi lithuba labo lokuthi labo at least babe phakathi kwezinye izinto thina silokhu sikhangele ukubana ngesikhathi sileli lizwe kuyini kwakulilwa ilizwe silokhu sikhangele ukuthi are we achieving what we fought for if not where are we what is supposed to be happening ikho esikukhangeleyo kathesi but the way athi siyi ukuthi isteji esikiso ngibona ingani isteji it's a confusion khona elizwe. That's why I found ukuthi iparty yami ngasarani njenge organization. Organization ilama definite structures lama procedures but ungabona wonke umuntu esethuthe sisenze lokho lomunye umuntu esesimela phane sekhuluma kwakhe uthi akangeli ubona kukhona confusion yikho ubona konti lapha sesiba le problem.
Kuqedwa njani kona?
Uqeda ngokuthi abalutshane bonaba bazame ngamandla abo in their way ukuthi babonise abanye hoping ukuthi as time goes abantu bazagcina be-realize abanye ukuthi ukwenzakala yisikho abantu akumelanga bahambe ngendlela i-frustration yesebantu yikusizwa njenge indoda ekhuluma ngokuthi ama-proof of residence amanamani ufuna ungakhangeli kufanele ezinye izinto into esebevele sivumeleni kusenza i-constitution kwephana ngento ezavunyelanayo ngama-administrative issues but abantu sebeku-raise nge-frustration ngoba ezinye izinto ziyabe kufanele zibe khona kodwa abantu sebehlala be-suspicious ngenxa yezinto ezenzakalayo ezinye zisenziwa ngabantu abalotshwane kokushuka kube lohlupha.
Bamba khonapho-ke baba Ndlovu. So according to Mr. Ndlovu, there's too much confusion in the country right now, even in the party. He says that so many people are saying so many things, so you don't even know at times where it's going. So he says, you know, there's need to actually fix it.
Regai tiende kune mwe mtere redu wa Sankara. Wa Sankara magadi?
Awa, tiripo edika nangadi yo.
Awa, tiripo. Murukupi kuno kwa Amerika?
Nduku fona andiri ku Boston.
Ku Boston. Kuri say ku Boston?
Awa, kuri nane. It's a good weather.
Oh, that's good. Wa Sankara manzu. Kwanya yaribu dariruwe?
Yes.
So,
let me start by concurring with the two callers who called before the recent one. Right now, we cannot be talking about revolutionary structure when the country went through a unity agreement in 1987, which, right? And two, we cannot be insisting on revolutionary structure on who should lead ZANU-PF or Zimbabwe. Okay, let me say at least Zimbabwe, right? Because there is no family which did not partake in revolutionary war. In Indine Hama, Zimbabwe Zokakuondo, and it. So we have to understand that revolution yakarukiwa yakanga isiri revolution ye zanu kana ye zanla only. It was a revolution for Zimbabwe. Therefore, izvozvo zvinoreva kuti mwana wese weZimbabwe anofanira kubvumidzwa kuvhotera munhu waanoda, whether munhu achakaenda kuhondo kana tahana. Without casting aspersions on Mr. Mahia's integrity or reputation, I think it's clear that he's Mr. Mnangagwa's surrogate who is trying to push for him to take over after the President Mugabe. Let's say, if you look at Mzani Momom, Mnangagwa sa Sekeramai, at least, kana achidiwa nevanhu nevanhu veZimbabwe anofanira kubvumidzwa pasina kutaura nezverevolutionary structure. Then also tikada kuinsista nezverevolutionary structure toona kuti is very exclusionary, because revolutionary structure iripo haisi yeZimbabwe, hatidi kunyepirana. Iri revolutionary structure yeZanla yakanga yakazara vanhu vekumafunaland. Handiti zvinoreva kuti taakutobvisa vanhu vekumatebeleland vanokwanisa kunge vachitonga nyika iendere mberi. Therefore, Mr. Mahia, let's not talk about this revolutionary structure. Let's put Zimbabwe pamberi pezvinhu zvese, or at least just allow any Zimbabwean. Ndapedza, ndatenda.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sankara. Gibbs.
Now, let's go back to Mr. Mahia. I think you heard what Mr. Sankara was saying there. So, do you think that he has got a point there, or he's just saying things out of context?
No. Mr. Sankara is saying what he thinks, and I think I must accept what he's saying because he's a Zimbabwean, and that is how he would want to see things. For as long as these things is not out of Zinuzinaki, I think Isusu, we are prepared to accept what the ordinary person, even the ordinary person, is saying about what should be Zimbabwe, what kind of things should be, what structures should be. It is really up to them, because Mao veterans, Vakateta Basarao, Chango, Tazo, Kuzuzuwa, Nichikuti, Ngarege, kufunga kuti mastructures, atukutaura, tukutaura mastructures, Chingu, Tichi, tishiti isusu kunofanira kuti kunge kuchitonga vaMnangagwa. That's not the idea. Ndati kana vanhu vachinge vachida kutora kukosha kwakaita political background yekwavakabva, kana vasingadi futi tinogamuchira izvozvo, asi ngatiitei zvakanaka zvinoita kuti vanhu vapinde muzvigaro nenzira dzakanaka kwete dzekutenga. Ndozvandokudza kutaura. Mr. Sangala is right, and that is what we want. Uye anoda kuziva kuti inini ndataura kudhara kuti hapana munhu wemuZimbabwe asina kurwa hondo yechimuringa. Vanhu vakarasikirwa nehama, vakarasikirwa nepfuma. Isusu takaisawo upenyu hwedu, tikarasikirwawo nevamwe vanhu. Saka tiri part and parcel of society. Tine mvumo yokutaura zvatakambenge takabvumirana kubva pakutanga. Vanhu vounowo zvinoshanda, zvisingashandiwo siya.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tinemwe muteereri vadhayadhaya. Makadi?
Makazimba here mukoma?
Aiwa, tiri nani, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu tinzwe.
Ini mukoma, pfungwa dzangu dziri pekuti kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi, tinotofanirwa kuvhota takasununguka, kwete zvekutungamidza mauto zvavo zvavanoda kutiraya kuita izvi, kana kuti zvekurwira zvigaro. Ndofunga vamugave ka vatonga kwenguva yakareba tereki, vanhu takangonyarara, vamwe takatiza munyika, tikaenda kune dzimwe nyika tichitiza utongo hwavamugave. But iye zvino izvi vakutanga kurwisana vega vega pane chidanho chekuti tigare pasi tochuza munhu watinoda. Nyika inochuzwa, president anochuzwa nevanhu, kwete nepati. Pati ndeyavo, asi vanhu ndisu tinochuza president anotonga munhu wese wenyika, kusanganisa mbudzi, mombe nechii nechii. Saka iye zvino izvi munoona kuti kurwisana kwavakuita muZimbabwe ka wada ukitoita futi hondo. Tine hama dzakafira kuhondo izvozvo, vamwe vasina kutodzoka zvachose. Ndokunga vamahiyavo kana vari munhu akarwa hondo chaikaoka ngavateerere zvandiri kutaura. Vanhu vakarwa hondo vabereki navana muzvibha navana tete. Iye zvinozvo vamwe vacho hakusisina, vamwe vakatotsakatisa, vamwe havana kudzoka. Inini kana zvichitoita ndimenshoni vamwe hama dzangu dzisina kudzoka, asi hazvichandibatsira kuti ndikuudzei kuti ndine hama dzakawanda sezvisina kudzoka kuhondo. Iye zvino zvine umwomwe hama yangu chaikaiyo anondisiyira inini zvamo inini pandiripo panapa ari kushupika, ari kutopfeka zvigamba. Asi munhu akarwa hondo akaenda kwemakore akadzoka. Asi zvinozvi arongwa kuti muovheti mari yacho akaenda kubhenga atambiri, ini ndindi kutomusapota. Taka ini ndoto na ndoto tika kutinika yari iwe zakanaka na kaka. Ma wopo zise nipati nga wabata ani tongo chuza munu wani watinoona anokwanisa kutibisa mmadaka wedu woye. Tatambura ngoma. Ndikango tanguwa mahiaka kala muri munu makari wa hondo chayo chayo mgoma kama. Kala ipa hazine mawo veta ya mua batire ama zeni ziri kushubika mgoma. Kwa mwarupe kajuta amba wa mumu kaina kumaruzeva kwa mnoto na uti mnoto nyara uti munuchua ndiye munakari wa hondo ele.
Tinote nda skuru wa daya. Rekai titore wa mwatere as tinote nda skuru ne upina mchilungwa chedu. What Dada was saying there is that he does not agree with some of the remarks that Mr. Mahia made, and he's saying that some more veterans are actually suffering. It appears there's no democracy at all in Zimbabwe, Gibbs.
Yes, lomlum zanage ukosa chuma, kungwa nila papa chuma. Kunjani?
Mbeta kunjani mtonisha.
Spile ya kulu. Kunjani kuna...
Ay, ikoli lihle lisiphethe kahle nje ngempela ize nje mhlawumbe nalapha kithi silokhu sithemba ukuthi kungalunga kodwa ke esilokhu sibona injalo nje lokhu kuyaqhubeka ukungalungi kwempilo zethu okuyikuthi kuze inkinga ezakhandwa ngamasibomo.
Yeah, so udaba lweZimbabwe lolu ulibona njani ukuthi kubandlele zani PF ngani sokulokulisana sibili kuyakhanjwa these days?
Ukulwisana okukhona phakathi kwebandla leZANU-PF uzokhumbula ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF asiphiki ukuthi ngelinye elalwela inkululeko yalapho kulelo lizwe lakithi. Kodwa-ke inkinga esisuke sibe nayo ukuthi bona basuke bazifaka phambili. Ekuzifakeni phambili abantu bonke abangabalweli benkululeko bayashuka kuzokufikelela namhlanje. Okuyikuthi thina umubuka nje ake sithi mhlawumbe abanye amazwe njengamanje balwela inkululeko yabantu bathi bona bakhala ngama-white monopoly ekubeni kithi njengamanje thina sikhala nge-black monopoly okuyikuthi-ke ma usubuka ama-wovet nengane zabo abakakutholi namanje ukukhululeka nokuthula. Yebo, singavuma ukuthi njengamanje siye sezwa ngiyangangabheka kwesinye isikhathi namhlanje kukhona la ama-endulu Christ obethi khona umgabe kumele ukuthi a-appointe i-successor. Kutho ukuthi-ke uma ngabe kukuthi uya-appointa right, thina-ke ilungelo lethu loku-appointa likuphi? Ngoba sonke isikhathi kuzothiwa upresident kumele asazi ukuthi kuzoze kube nini ngoba ama-wovethi ngicabanga ukuthi iy'mpilo zethu zonke zimi lapho njengamanje. Angeke kwenze ngoba namanje noma kungaba ne-opposition, remember in Africa ukuthi i-liberation any liberation movement has to be in power. Right, leyo system abayi-adoptayo bazitshela vele ukuthi nakanjani angeke kuze kwenze ukuthi kubuse abantu abangazange baya empini noma mhlawumbe abaliberate izwe. Asinikezwe. Bengithi asinikezwe nathi singabahlali singabahlali noma mhlawumbe abanini balo lelo lizwe isikhathi sokuthi sibekwe wethu umbono ngoba ukusokola kwethu nokuhlupheka kwethu bona abantu bonke begcwele emazweni benye ku-about ama-war veterans ne-ruling party. Iminyaka ewu-38 is not a joke abantu behlupheka besokola. Amaqiniso siwakhuluma noma kuyikuthi kuthiwa khona ihulumeni ngake ngathi ngolunye usuku uma ufuna ukwazi ukuthi umbono wabantu nomfilo kahle impilo kahle yabantu injani umuntu loyo angarely nge-media covering karely kwi-information ayithole down on the ground lapho esingathi khona lapho down on the ground ungalandi umuntu njengamanje osemathebeleleni onguyena naye osokolayo noma o-marginalize noma iyouth elingasebenzi njengami kumanje. Mina ngingcono ngoba ngisegoli njengamanje okuyikuthi nami yikhona lapho kodwa ke laba abale phansi ababulawelwa abazali nanamhlanje ngikhuluma akunayo i-birth certificate okuthiwa i-birth certificate akafundanga nokufunda abanye abantwana bamawovethi bafana nami bayahlupheka nabo. Sizangani ukuthi sizolalela bona besithathele izinqumo bebabili noma mhlawumbe ngike ngithi bayishumi lambili nje kuphela noma ngithi 26 which is akusizi ngalutho.
Kosa manje isikhathi isikhathi dumza. So next time ngathi nzayenzani? Uyabonga ngokuqala. Next time ngokuqala.
yebo mhlawumbe
kodwa abadala bathi ndlamuva yini
inkosi
uyenze njalo baba mbokile kakhulu eh
yebo mhlawumbe yebo
yes bonga kakhulu so that was Mr. Khoza you know he's saying that 37 years of independence where there's nothing in it so painful you know and he says you know people should have a right to actually be elected presidents themselves you know not that somebody went and fought the war you know in the bushes then you are the only one who is entitled to be a president he says no that's not the case democracy doesn't work that way
let's go back to Mr. Mahia Mr. Mahia there is indeed a crisis in ZANU-PF though Mr. Ndlovu said people might be exaggerating it. How is this going to end? Some people that I talked to today were saying that they are afraid that there might actually be bloodshed. This is how some Zimbabweans are terrified by the goings on because Mr. Mugabe has been in power since 1980 and most Zimbabweans have not known any other leader except him. And they are saying what is happening now is really scary.
Yeah, what I cannot tell Zimbabweans to be an expert in foretelling the future as to what will happen as a result of these misunderstandings in the ruling party. I don't know what is going to happen, but what I think Zimbabweans need to do is to sit down, look at their problems, different as they are, and then come up with a political prescription that will enable Zimbabwe to become a country that is responsible of its citizens with a good governance. That is what I can see.
Mr. Ndlovu, maybe people may say, you know, war veterans and all these people have failed. ZANU-PF has done nothing for them. Now it's time for people like Nkosana Moyo. Independence, people who are just coming from nowhere, right?
Yes.
So don't you think that's the case? People will say ZANU-PF has failed. All veterans have failed. Yeah, you know, failed them. So now is the chance for people like Nkosana Moyo maybe to actually redeem Zimbabwe somehow, you know?
No. You see, the people, when we talk about people, ZANU-PF, they are people. Nkosana Moyo, I don't know if he has people. Now, it's people who have failed, because it's people who elect whosoever is the leader. So there's no way we can say we have that leader and people. That's why we're talking about political emancipation. So it's the people of Zimbabwe who are going to elect who they believe is going to be their leader, whether it's Nkosana Moyo, whether it's whosoever is going to be elected. People will elect. But now the problem is that when you talk about people, you see, you go in the ZANU-PF. You got to use a classism. Whether we want it or not, now it's class struggle ikona. Now, that's why I want to go on to Akupega. We ask Akupega, which class of people is leading whom? Because Abantu Vera was made a good day before independence, they are still like that. After independence, they are still like that. People were fighting for their own individual or class needs. And which Kateskia reflect which class is ruling is.
Thank you, Mr. Love.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time, and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. David Ndlovu, ZANU-PF Central Committee member, and Mr. Douglas Mahia, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. We also want to thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and also, of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Don't forget to follow our pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. That is Facebook. So, let's meet there. Bye-bye.